Legislating during a pandemic has come with new rules in Arizona's House and Senate. Until yesterday, that included mandates that everyone in the building, lawmakers, staff, and guests, wear masks most of the time, especially when close to others. But Republicans lifted those requirements Monday in favor of recommendations that most Republican lawmakers chose not to follow. Here to explain the change and how it could impact the work of the legislature is our own Ben Giles. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So you're wearing your mask, I hope, right now.
Yes, alone in my house.
Yes, good. So the House and Senate eliminated their mask mandates yesterday. How quickly did the masks come off?
In the Senate, immediately after the vote occurred, there was at least one senator who maybe took their mask off even before then. And then in the House, some committee chairs last week stopped enforcing the mask mandate even before House Speaker Rusty Bowers changed the rule on Monday. This was all in response to Ducey preempting cities and towns again last week from mandating masks in local jurisdictions.
So you've been covering the Capitol for a long time. We know it's a pretty partisan place. Was it just Republicans who took off their masks?
Yes, but not all Republicans. There were a handful in each chamber who kept them on, who followed the recommendation, I guess. House Speaker Rusty Bowers, for example, kept his on. But all Senate leaders, including President Karen Fan, they removed their masks after voting on party lines to abolish the Senate's rule.
So this change, like most controversial decisions we see at the Capitol, was made by the Republican majority, as you mentioned, without support from Democrats. So what did the minority party have to say?
Well, in the Senate, Democrats got to debate the rule change, and they offered a lot of personal stories about the way COVID has impacted their lives, impacted their districts. Senator Sally Ann Gonzalez said she's lost several family members to COVID-19. Martin Quezada said it's ravaging his district in the West Valley. And generally, the vibe was they knew that encouraging masks, which is what the Senate rules say, we encourage masks, they knew that would really mean most Republicans are just going to stop wearing them. So they were pleading, follow the encouragement, care about your fellow senators, wear your mask. And the response was limited, but Republican Senator Rick Gray got up and he accused some Democrats of throwing a tantrum about masks and defended his vote to abolish the rule as a vote for freedom.
This is an option and a choice that we have in the Senate. And the last I remembered, America was about the land of the free and allowing people to make decisions for themselves.
And Democratic Senator Lisa Otondo said that kind of attitude is the problem. She said Republicans who choose to take their mask off are thinking only of themselves, not of others whose health could be impacted by that decision.
All right. So now that masks are no longer required, are Republicans going to roll back other COVID precautions, too?
So the House has had plexiglass barriers up in between desks on the House floor. Those can be removed, but only if your neighbor agrees that the barrier is no longer needed. The House announced they'll also start letting the public back in the building in a limited capacity. The Senate doesn't have those barriers. They have more space on the floor, but Fan did offer to swap seats with one Republican senator so that you could have this mask-unmask divide, the chamber split in two, and Democrats are all sitting on one side with masks, Republicans are all sitting on another side without them.
So you mentioned the House will let the public back in the building in limited capacity. What about staff members? How are they going to be affected?
Well, that is kind of the big concern, and even something that Fan acknowledged when she proposed the rule to get rid of the mask requirement is that, you know, staff, they're still masked up. They're still in the building and they kind of have to be to get the work of the legislature done. And the encouragement, again, not an order, but encouragement to lawmakers is respect staff, respect guests, respect visitors who, you know, want to wear masks and might not want to be near you if you're not wearing a mask. So keep your 6 feet of distance because there's kind of this captive audience of staff there that are now forced to interact with maskless Republicans.
So, Ben, for our last minute or so, let's move away from the legislature and ask about the Arizona Republican Party. There'd been controversy over whether the recent leadership election was carried out well. What's going to happen now? They're actually going to redo the recent leadership election?
Apparently, there are enough Republicans, enough active members of the Arizona Republican Party who collected signatures and said, yes, we're gonna redo this leadership vote that we took in January. That's when Chair Kelly Ward was reelected for another 2 years as the top Republican in the state party. And as you mentioned, there's been a lot of questions about the way that election was conducted. Some people were announced winners day of the election, only to be told later, nope, sorry, there was a mistake, you lost. And Ward has denied and stonewalled every request for some kind of transparency, maybe an audit of the election. That rings very similar to the audits that Ward has demanded in Arizona, and particularly in Maricopa County. So there's frustration that Ward is being hypocritical in her criticism of the presidential election and the way it was run, and her complete lack of, her complete lack of perspective that maybe we need to take a look at my own reelection. So in late April, there could be a vote to take another election, and that could mean Kelly Ward is no longer going to be the chair of the party.
Yes. Some call it hypocrisy. Some call it more gently irony. But anyway, that is KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, thanks as always.
Thanks, Steve.